Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Wednesday, it seemed like this team kind of, figured out some of the lack of energy that they struggled from earlier. Tonight, I guess, what wasn't clicking, for them out there?
The issues that we've had, that we corrected against Portland as far as the defensive rebounding, the extra effort plays, the plays that we make when we're successful. Tonight they made more of them than we did. 14 offensive rebounds. You get a stop and then you give that back up. 11 more team rebounds. That's just too many possessions. Those are things that we can control. We can control boxing out. We can control that effort to the glass, the effort to the floor. Those are things we work on every day. But we just got to translate it from practice and shoot around to the game, and we got to get better at it. If we want to be successful by any means, that single area has got to be a point of emphasis, and we've got to improve there.
JB, were you okay with the amount of threes? Was it just a matter of not knocking them down, or were they settling at times for the three?
I think it was a mix of both. I think we got some open ones, and you get them, you got to have confidence to take them. There were opportunities on some of them where we were being closed out, where we could have attacked, and made it the next play. But I think it was a combination of both. And we don't aim to shoot a ton of threes. We take open ones, but those that are rushed and contested, we can make one more play.
Coach, towards the beginning of the season when the team was struggling a little bit, you had mentioned that the team that we would see in December would be different than the one we were seeing at that point. What did you mean then, and what have we seen? How much of that has come to fruition? What team do we have now relative to what you said we would have in December?
Again, I think, we're better now than we were at the beginning of the year. For sure. I think we've worked in areas and improved in areas. Defensively, we've been really good and we've continued to get better at that. The continuity has improved. Our thing is we have an area of weakness, and that's something that we have to improve on. And, that's clearly the defensive glass for us right now. We shore that up. We can be a much better basketball team. We're working at it and guys are doing the right things. It's just a matter of finishing. And whether it's possessions, whether it's getting through a screen, all those small things, we just got to make sure we keep concentrating on them and figuring it out. But, I do believe this team has gotten better. There's just small areas that we can make improvements on, and that'll help us take a huge step.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.